Welcome to the Limitless Soul Podcast, where we go deep and keep it light on hot topics around spirituality, energetics, and the honest truth about what it means to be a limitless soul. Together, we'll fine-tune our frequency, embrace personal power, embody worthiness, and learn to trust your own intuition above all else in a world that wants to claim your mind. Get ready to redefine what's possible for your life and reignite your passion for living wholly and on purpose. I'm your host, Kelly Mason. I'm an integrative astrologer, multidisciplinary energy worker, author, creative, and freedom lifestyle enthusiast, and I'm here to help you get on the path to your limitless soul. I am so excited that you're here. Welcome to the show. Welcome back to the Limitless Soul Podcast. I'm so happy you're here today. I have something very cool and exciting for you to help unlock that feeling of hitting a wall, the feeling of resistance to the thing that keeps coming into your heart, keeps coming into your vision. That you're like, I am so ready for this. I want to do this. And energetically, there's just this like a wall. And maybe you're not even sure what it is. This is something I've been doing that helps me move through that really quickly and really easily, and is something that you can do literally anywhere, anytime. And it is a walking meditation. On my journey of coming home to myself, my body being in my power, my confidence, and following my intuition and letting it illuminate my life, one of the things that has been such a powerful tool is meditation. Now, sometimes when we feel that energy of like stuckness, you know, this illusion that there's some wall in front of us that we can't break through and we need to break through something to get to some other side where this more beautiful, powerful version of us lives, we need to move. We need to move energy. Because oftentimes that's all it is. It's just energy that hasn't moved. And so it creates this illusion in our minds that we can't move forward, that we're stuck. So something that I started doing whenever I felt that way is instead of just sit down and be silent, which can be also very helpful and a great tool for our mental focus, for our calmness, our relaxation in our bodies, sometimes we have to move. Like we literally need to move through time, through space, and having a guidance as you're moving through life to really focus on what is around you, noticing your place in this universe, feeling your body, and gaining access to the subconscious through movement. So in this podcast episode, I'm going to take you on a 10-minute walk. We're going to walk together. So all you have to do is grab some headphones. I would recommend putting on headphones just because it's going to help bring you into your body more. And it's going to help you be more connected with what I'm saying when you're on this walking meditation. So you're going to grab some headphones, plug them in, and it doesn't matter where you are. If you're in a city, that's awesome. If you're in the country and you're surrounded by nature, that's great. You'll notice in this walking meditation that anywhere you are, you can see the truth. Anywhere. It doesn't even matter. I would, however, recommend that it is outside and not inside, like on a walking track or something like that, like in a building. Even if it's cold, even if it's hot, get yourself outside for this 10-minute walking meditation. The reason that this is so powerful and the reason why I made it around confidence is that when we're deciding that we're going to go for our big dreams or we're going to try something different, we're going to pivot in our business, we're going to put ourselves out there and we're going to grow in a capacity that is beyond what's familiar or comfortable, we need to feel secure inside of our bodies or else our nervous systems just get totally wrecked. We'll attempt to do something that's outside of our comfort zone and we could feel overstimulated, running on old narratives, like our mind is just running wild. And when you feel really comfortable in your body and you can feel yourself in your truth, it's a lot harder to shake you up whenever you're taking these big leaps. So that is what this is really about. It's about you being so connected with yourself and with the truth of who you are and why you're here, that when you start to expand, it doesn't feel chaotic. It doesn't feel overwhelming. It might feel scary. It might make you feel nervous, but you're not going to be as likely to shrink up and shrivel back into your comfort zone. I also want to invite you to go check out this awesome free download that I made just for you in the show notes. It's called The Alchemy of Social Presence, and it's 22 self-inquiries. They're these really powerful journal prompts and reflections that you can guide yourself through based on each of the four elements. So if you're working through finding more structure in your life, more systems that work for you so you don't feel all over the place and you can focus, there are a set of prompts for that during the earth element. If you're someone who's ready to communicate and talk to your dream clients and put yourself out there and be effective and be magnetic, you're going to want to look under the air element, because these prompts are going to guide you into, how can I use my voice more specifically? What is it that I really want to say? And it's going to guide you on these really, really, really specific questions to help you unlock what is already there that you just might not be able to see just yet. So I want you to go down into the show notes, download the free PDF workbook called The Alchemy of Social Presence. I'm going to guide you through the whole process. This is something that I do when I'm moving through my business, when I'm expanding, when I'm ready to take the next level, when I know that I need to get out there on a podcast or on social media or in my email list and talk to you, talk to my dream community, the people who I know I want to serve and are waiting to have the medicine that I have embodied in myself. And you have that too. So this is going to help you get that out there. So go ahead and go download it in the show notes. Alchemy of Social Presence. It's completely free. Goes right to your phone, right to your computer. And it's a great thing to use after you do this walking meditation, because you're going to feel so in your body, so confident, so focused, so clear, so energized, so excited. And then you can go into this work and really take it to the next level. So excited for you. Go ahead and plug in your headphones, pause this, get your sneakers on, get outside, and let's go on a 10-minute walking meditation together. I'll see you next time. To start this walking meditation, wherever you are, if you've started or you're just beginning, go ahead and pause. Fully stop your body. Take the biggest inhale you've had all day long. Fill up your lungs, feel the back of your body expand, your chest, the space between your ribs, all the way full. And then exhale the biggest exhale you've had all day out your mouth. Feel your lungs squeeze, your whole body deflate. Do one more. Inhale. Drop your shoulders this time and relax your jaw. Keep inhale, 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 all the way full. You should feel like a balloon. And then exhale as big as you can out your mouth. I want you to shake out your hands. Ooh, shake out your hands. Maybe get your breath involved. Wiggle your legs. And I want you to stomp your feet on the earth. Make contact with the ground below you, really firmly with your feet, like a little kid. Now let's begin our walk. Wherever you are, maybe you're in a city or a forest. Maybe it's sun shining down on your skin today, or some clouds are gently floating by, creating some shade. And notice the weight of your feet propelling you forward, pulling all of your energy into a momentous movement. You're making progress. You're making strides. You're not stuck. Not at all. This is a meditation for confidence. So I want you to even notice when I say the word confidence as you're walking and moving, looking around your environment, how you exist within this environment. Notice how the word confidence resonates in your being. Does it make you want to shrink up? Or expand and throw your arms out wide. Maybe do a little skip or a dance. And there's no right or wrong answer to this question. It's simply a neutral answer of where you're at right now. Either one is perfectly fine. Take a look around you. Notice how, whether either you are in the city or the countryside, nature emerges. Whether it's through little cracks in the sidewalk and you can see the weeds popping through, using all their strength, all their courage to get that little grasp of sunlight. Or maybe you're in the woods or the forest, there's a lot of trees, flowers, or maybe some dead leaves. Maybe you can see some mushrooms popping up beneath the forest floor. Take a moment to just observe where nature has such tremendous confidence in itself that it never wavers. It never hesitates. It always knows exactly what to do. What do you see? It could even be a bird flying above you, gathering twigs for its nest, or maybe hunting for some food. A bird doesn't wonder, should I do this today? Am I worthy of this today? Is it my place to serve myself? No. The bird does what birds do. Flies high, takes in the perspective, makes the exact choice that it needs to create safety within itself, nourishment, sustainability. All of this is a reflection of you. And as you look around and maybe you think, gosh, I haven't been outside all day today, or feels so great to breathe in this fresh air. Look at how beautiful these trees are. Wow, that's tall. How amazing everything is that is alive around you. Maybe you see people smiling, going about their day. All of this is a reflection of you, reminding you of your strength, your confidence, your courage, your inner will, your inner knowing. Let's come back to our body, to your feet. Bring the awareness from the top of your head. Maybe you've been thinking as we've been on this walk, observing, noticing, taking in information. And I want you to take that awareness that's maybe at your eye level, your head level, and drop it down. Imagine that the energy inside of you is dropping down, lower, into the base of your spine, down into your feet, grounding you, connecting you, straight into your body. You can look down at your arms and your legs, and see how much work they're doing to keep you in motion. They're keeping you moving. They're providing the stability that you need. There's nothing outside of you that you need to access. It's all right here, and you're doing it. Sometimes I like to look down at my feet and just laugh. Wow, look at us. Here we go. And bring that awareness slightly up to the center of your chest, to your heart. You can even bring your hand to your chest and feel your heartbeat. Maybe through your clothes, you've got to press a little bit harder to feel it. And as you feel that inner drum, keeping rhythm, keeping pace, your shoulders drop back a little more, your chest lifts up, your chin tips up, and your gaze is so focused on where you're going. You can't help but have the confidence to follow your dreams, to achieve your goals, to create the reality you desire, to trust that everything around you that you're witnessing is reflecting back to you all of the information that you need in the exact moment you need it. And as you return to your heartbeat, you can feel that inner drum keeping pace with your footsteps. Your outer world carrying you into places unknown, exciting, mysterious, so enchanted with possibility. And your inner heartbeat, your inner drum, keeping you safe and steady inside of your body. Connecting wholly and honestly to what's true. Always coming from this place of an inner beat, an inner wisdom. Take one last big inhale. Biggest one you've had all day. And exhale. Carry this confidence with you all the rest of your day.